Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. I have a question. And again, I would be thrilled to get answers if you want to call in and give them. Are you remarking or noting or taking note of commemorating the January 6th one-year anniversary by doing anything? And if so, what are you doing? There were, of course, previous big assemblages of people just before January 6th. There was something called the Jericho March, where a number of people who were protesting the election were literally marching around the Capitol. There was one talk show host who came to the doors of the Supreme Court and was banging on the doors of the Supreme Court. And they were trying to follow the pattern of Joshua, blowing shofars, and basically marching seven times, I believe it was, around the Capitol building. The walls didn't come tumbling down. And what happened is we stayed on track to have our normal election, despite the fact that there are now four new polls, all of which show that overwhelming majorities of Republicans are actually doubting the legitimacy of the Biden presidency. I think part of the reason this ends up that way, with that kind of overwhelming doubt about the electoral process, is not because really about the doubt about the electoral process, but when you use the term legitimacy of the Biden president, do you think he's a legitimate president? A lot of people just hear that question on the telephone, or you see it in a quick internet email that is sent to you, or some question that's put to you that way. Let's see, do I think Biden's a legitimate president? No, I think he's a lousy president. I think the majority of Americans believe that. And so they say, no, I don't think he's legitimate. Now, legitimate makes it sound as if you think he is up to the job, etc., etc. And there are many, many people who don't, though most people, I still have to believe, I do not believe that a majority of any major group in the country, including the Republican Party, actually believe that this election was rigged. And if that is the case, if those numbers are correct, it's deeply, deeply damaging to the country and to the people who believe that way. And this, by the way, was what I meant. We had a caller earlier in the show who said that he believed that far from Biden winning the election by 7 million votes, he actually lost the election by 12 million votes. So in other words, he believed that 19 million votes were stolen, basically. That there was that difference in the outcomes that rather than winning by 7 million, Biden actually lost by 12 million. Okay, that's... And I mentioned to that individual, if you really believe that and you continue believing that, that's not only bad for the country, but it's going to be bad for you. Now, I can imagine somebody, oh, Medved's threatening a caller. I wasn't threatening. I was noting that basically one of my favorite quotes, and I do know that I've used it before and I used it a lot, was Oliver Wendell Holmes, who was perhaps the most distinguished Associate Justice of the Supreme Court ever. He once said, as life is action and passion, which I think is a great definition. Life is action and passion. It's not passivity and living through life asleep. It's action and passion. As life is action and passion, he said, as a man who does not participate in the action and passion of his time runs the risk of being judged not to have lived. And yes, part of the action and passion of our time is politics, but it's important to take it seriously. By the way, concerning other alarming polls, there's another alarming poll on the other side, which said that basically the headline in the Washington Examiner, conservative newspaper, two sexes only, 75% agree. Now, what does this actually mean? It says people don't agree on much in the political press anymore, but one subject appears to be uniting them, gender identity. And for exactly 75%, there are only two genders, male and female. See, I don't think this is surprising that 75% of people think there are only two genders, male and female. Anybody who has ever considered his own plumbing and her own plumbing knows that to be true. And you can have as many news stories as you want about the mom giving birth who was very upset by the fact that she was called mom because she had transitioned already to male. She had had her above the waist signs of female gender removed. And but she maintained the lower half of her plumbing and gave birth. And she was very angry, apparently, at the fact that nurses and other people in the hospital where her baby was delivered, or his baby was delivered, referred to her as mom. Now, I've never known mom to be an insult, but apparently there's a belief it was. And, okay, here's the story on this poll. The latest Rasmussen Report survey, which is done at a time when transgender controversies are smashing into college sports, provoking protests in federal prisons, and feeding protests of those such as Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, who have argued that there are only two sexes. What is this? Is argue that there are only two sexes? This is not an argument. This is ridiculous. Rasmussen asked voters about Rowling's statements, and 75% agreed there are only two sexes, with 63% strongly agreeing. But does that still mean there are 25% who believe there are more than two sexes? But they apparently don't like the debate being so public. When asked if they side with Rowling or consider her comments a hate crime, 58% said they agree with the author. 17% called her words a hate crime. And 25% said they weren't sure. So, what that is an indication of is suggesting you have a total of 42% of the public who isn't sure that what I'm about to say here is a hate crime or not. Okay, I'm going to risk it. Jeremy, can I risk it? Okay, by getting ready to dump me if I go too far. Okay, I am willing to risk being accused of a hate crime and to say I believe there really are two genders, one male, one female. Okay, there are different ways that people experience those genders, different ways they express them. There are different means by which people wish to live their lives, dress, all of that, sure, fine. But two genders. And, okay, if we're in a country where almost half the people think saying that might be a hate crime, then we have deeper problems that go even deeper than January 6th. What are you going to be doing for January 6th? You can tell me if you want. 1-800-955-1776.
Your daily dose of debate.
We're not supposed to all agree. You need to settle down a little bit and quit creating all that hate among the people.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I hear a lot of hate coming from chump jocks like yourself.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, there has been a great deal of conversation about one of the secret weapons that Republicans, it's no longer secret, obviously, since there's now a great deal of conversation, just quote that, There is a great deal of conversation about a largely ignored, but shouldn't be, report about population change based upon the Census Bureau. And there's a piece that appeared recently based on Census Bureau data, an analysis from Move Buddha, which analyzed more than 400,000 relocation inquiries in 2021 to compile a 2021 to 2022 moving migration report to see the top growing and declining states and cities across the country. Now, this came out at the same time as an editorial in the Wall Street Journal that was devastating. It appeared under the Great Pandemic Migration Census. And what they're talking about there is census numbers that show that, for instance, California lost 300,387 people. That's people who are moving out of the state more than the people moving into the state. There's a net out migration of people moving out of the state of California. It was somewhat balanced by people moving in from other states, but not much. But total, they had 430,000 residents who left California. And this is in the census period. This is from 2010 to 2020. It's an awful lot. The biggest loser, you already know, writes the Wall Street Journal, was New York, whose population shrunk 365,000 with an overall outflow of 406,000. Okay, so what does this come to? The states with the biggest inflow have the having more Americans, people who are already American citizens and already live here, moving from one state to your state. Texas and Florida led the parade. And basically all of the states, and this is also what they found in this other Move Buddha, Florida continues to post significant gains in new residents. It had the largest year-over-year growth for the ratio of inbound to outbound moves, jumping 43 percentage points from 2020 to 2021. But in 2021, it was Montana that had the highest net influx of moves per capita, with 73% of inbound moves. Billings, Montana was the number one destination, according to this analysis. In other words, more people deciding to move to Billings? Billings is not a big city. And, I mean, a much bigger city with that kind of response is extraordinary. Researchers note that in general, Americans appear to be fleeing states with extremely high populations and close quarters in favor of areas with more space to spread out, and those that have looser COVID protocols, such as Florida and Texas. Okay, but it's not just the looser Florida the COVID protocols. It's very much the entire question of taxes, regulation, and the idea of some kind of overwhelming government interference in your life. And the states that are growing are, dare we say it, almost entirely red states. And the states that are losing population elsewhere in the United States are blue states. And you can understand the difference because they by the way, did not adjust that SALT question, the state and local tax question. That was part of the Build Back Better bill that should never have been changed or touched. Because, again, what Democrats want is for people to get federal credit for paying more in state taxes, which punishes people who actually do the right thing and live in states with lower taxes and voting for people who who provide voter taxes. I don't want to have to pay for mistakes made by voters in other states who would love to see Washington pay more relative to a high state income tax state like California. Washington, we don't have a state income tax, and God willing, we will continue to avoid one. But all of this goes to basically this whole idea of polling and how people answer. I cannot believe, really, unless you're one of them, and maybe I'm just so hopelessly out of touch, the idea that you have 42% of Americans who say it might be, it's very possibly a hate crime to say there are only two genders. See, part of this goes to the definition of hate crime. It may be that people hear that and they actually believe that there will be people will be brutally wounded by saying that there are two genders. Let us go to Steve in Seattle. Steve, you're on the Michael Medved Show. Hello, Steve, you're on.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing okay.
Good. Is this Michael?
Yes, it is. You're on the air.
Oh, hey. No, I got you in the background. I don't hear myself. Off.
Okay.
No, I'm just calling in to say that, yes, I do believe the election was stolen. I believe the Democrats did everything they could to get rid of Trump during his 4 years. They had two sham impeachments. They had to make up evidence against him.
You know that one of those impeachments, Steve, one of those impeachments was after the election.
I'm sorry?
One of those impeachments, which was the really, really stupid one, it seemed to me, was the one that was after the... You may believe it was, but it wasn't to get rid of Trump. They had gotten rid of Trump. He lost the election. And so they knew he was leaving office. So they had some other motivation. Was it to wreak revenge on Trump for having won the election in 2016? Who knows? But the point is, I think that many of the people who voted to remove him from office and for impeachment were actually concerned about the fact that a president of the United States for the first time ever sanctioned violent demonstrators against the results of a presidential election long after it had occurred. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. On Sunday, 254,091 new cases of COVID-19 were reported, with 244 people dying from the virus. This has many kids headed back to the classroom for the first time after winter break. This parent telling NBC News kids do have to be in the classroom, even though the cases remain high.
I do feel safe bringing her to school. But it's still scary. I mean, she's very small. Social distancing, you know, it's not something that they really know what to do. We've been through this for almost 2 years now, so, you know, I think we just have to learn to live with it. We can limit our children. We have to give them back a normal life.
Apple, the first U.S. company to reach $3 trillion in market cap. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
On the Michael Medved Show, a great day for the stock market today, and that's maybe a good sign for 2022. Let us hope, because, look, stock market is not going to determine the results of this election. I think that there are so many things beyond the status of the market that are of great concern to Americans about the direction of the country. But it's one of those things that might give you some reason to try to be part of a rising tide, and you can do that in a very unique and individual and thoughtful way by checking out Our Crowd. Our Crowd gives you a chance to take part in a crowdsourced investments in new high-tech ventures that, who knows, could be the next unicorn, as they say, the next remarkable example of success, because there have been a number of them that have been available through Our Crowd. It focuses on some of the new high-tech startups in Israel. It's my brother's company. I am a great supporter of my brother because I can see what he's achieved with this company and with the investments that he's talking about. You can check it out. It's free, absolutely no obligation. Just go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Our Crowd, and they will send you information on the latest opportunities that actually can make a big difference to any ordinary investor. Speaking of a big difference, Liz Cheney, I think most people would acknowledge, probably helped herself a little bit by appearing on all of the big news shows over the weekend, this New Year's weekend. But she did say something that I think people might take issue with. This was when she was speaking and characterizing the January 6th committee, on which he serves as the ranking Republican. The other Republican on it is Adam Kinzinger, who is a retiring congressman from New York. Not that he's retiring as in shy, just that he is leaving his congressional seat at the end of his term, which is next January. But here is Liz Cheney, clip 14, talking about the nonpartisan nature of the January 6th committee.
So you have hope that your report can actually change some minds.
You know, this committee gives me hope, George. I think that the way that, the Select Committee is working is nonpartisan. It is very much one that brings together a group of us who have very different policy views, but who come together when the issues have to do with the defense of the Constitution. And so that does give me hope. And I also think the American people are looking for serious leadership. They're looking for people certainly on both sides of the aisle who are going to dedicate themselves to policy and substance and engage in the debates that we need for the health of the nation. And get away from the kind of vitriol that we are seeing too frequently, too often, frankly, on both sides. But as Republicans, we have a particular duty to reject insurrection, to reject what happened on January 6th, and to make sure that Donald Trump is not our nominee and that he's never anywhere close to the reins of power ever again.
A fairly clear direct statement. Somebody else who does believe that we do need to come as Republicans to terms with what actually happened in the election. And that's the very successful two-term governor of Maryland, very Democratic state, who is a moderate Republican. His name is Larry Hogan. He was on CNN with Dana Bash, talking about some of the polling that shows that overwhelming percentages of Republicans still don't think the election is over. This is clip 12.
Can American democracy survive when these lies have become so deeply ingrained in your party?
Well, that's a great question, Dan. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I continue to speak up and tell the truth about, you know, what happened, because I think it's critically important. I mean, it's frankly crazy that that many people believe that you know, things that just simply aren't true, that they believe a different version of reality. But look, let's face it, there's been an amazing amount of disinformation that's been spread over the past year, and many people are consuming that disinformation and believing it as if it's fact. To think that the violent protesters who attacked the Capitol are our seat of democracy on January 6th was just tourists, you know, looking at statues. It's insane that anyone could watch that on television and believe that's what happened.
What's interesting about that is that we had a caller earlier today who believed that it was actually the FBI that set up the attack on the Capitol building and wounded those police officers, one of whom, Officer Sicknick, Brian Sicknick, did die of a stroke days later, and they blame his death on what happened there. And there were quite a number of suicides that occurred. And look, it's astonishing when you watch the footage. I have reviewed on this show one of the better movies of 2021, which is a documentary called 4 Hours at the Capitol. And it's partially done by the BBC and then by independent American producers. And it interviews people on all sides. It interviews people who have been arrested and are now facing charges because they attacked the Capitol. They explain their motivations. And what's fascinating here is that nobody says that it was the FBI. And in other words, people who are facing prison terms say, don't blame me, I was actually talked into it by some FBI agents. No, they don't say that. And the other thing is that you will find people, and yes, there are Republican members of Congress who will insist that these were like tourists, they were innocent tourists, they were doing nothing wrong. If that's true, how can you also simultaneously believe that it was the FBI that staged all this terrible stuff if at the same time, you believe that there was nothing there that happened that was wrong. There was a guest on CNN, and she was named Grace Seeger. She's a reporter for the New Republic. And she was talking about covering January 6th as a reporter, clip 10.
So that sounds to me like trauma. That sounds like PTSD. Do you feel like you still experience that?
I do think so, to a certain extent. There are definitely still reactions that I feel, and I go to the Capitol on an almost daily basis. And every time that I go to the Capitol, I think about that experience that I had on January 6th. And not only that I had, but that my colleagues had, my fellow reporters, lawmakers, Capitol Police, just staffers. And it can be difficult sometimes to come to terms with that. And as time goes on, it gets a bit easier to move forward from it. But I do feel as if it is something that's always going to stay with me, no matter how long it is.
Okay, it's easy to say, oh, poor baby, and to sort of poo-poo that. But if you actually do take a look at some of the footage, and this is one of the best documented crimes ever, because there were thousands, literally thousands of people there who were proud of what they were doing and were taking video of it. And plus all kinds of body cams on the police officers and much more. And when you look through it, the idea that a reporter who was there, who was seeing some of the hand-to-hand combat, this is what fighting used to be when guns were out of it. And thank God guns were out of it. They were not used by the police. But holding doorways, it's like the 300 Spartans, right, at the hot gates of Thermopylae. When we come back, more on some of the more extreme versions of January 6th. Coming up.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll-free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
One of the things that you learn over the years is that polls are interesting, but they can also sometimes be very, very misleading. And that was true. I mean, one of the examples where the polling on the election was generally way underpolled President Trump's performance. He made it a much closer election than the polls indicated, though state by state, it was fairly accurate. It's just the margins weren't so accurate. I know that they had done a poll about a month before the election in Wisconsin that showed Biden 17 points ahead. And Biden won the state by less than 1 point. But in any event, there are these polls, and there's a new one from the University of Massachusetts that found that 71% of GOP voters now, do not believe that Joe Biden was rightfully elected president. 46% of Republican respondents said Biden's win was definitely not legitimate, while an additional 25% believed it was probably not legitimate. Now, this is what's amazing to me, and I don't believe. The poll said that only 6% felt that Biden was definitely the winner of the election. Do you think that's true? Anybody think that's true, that 94% are either not sure or feel that Biden definitely lost? 15% of Republicans thought Biden probably was the winner, and 6% said he definitely was. But other than that 21%, you're talking about Republicans who have real doubts about who actually should be president of the United States. Overall, Americans at large, not Republicans only. 58% of Americans surveyed believe Biden was the rightful winner, including 91% of Democrats and 54% of independents. Now, the 54% of independents has to be very concerning. And again, given the fact that this has been investigated with so many lawsuits, and this is something I even bring up right now, because when you're talking about 42% who are either not sure or don't believe that Biden is properly elected, you're talking about a real crisis of legitimacy. And, of course, Biden has only made it worse by some of his performance. But it's a problem for the country. And
for both of the principals here, for both Donald Trump, who's apparently going to be doing some kind of public event on Thursday, on January 6th, on the anniversary, this is just a time to take him back into the mainstream. And when I say into the mainstream, aren't there other people out there who'd be bothered by the fact that basically this level of questioning of our electoral system, and of course this goes back to during Trump's first year in office, he set up an electoral commission to find electoral fraud because he claimed that he had actually won the popular vote too against Hillary. He lost the popular vote by 3 million votes. And he had Chris Kobach and Mike Pence, Chris Kobach, former Secretary of State of the state of Kansas, and they were supposed to be looking for these 3 million stolen votes that would have given Hillary the popular vote victory. Now, the popular vote victory just doesn't matter. It's like how many first downs you have in a football game. It doesn't matter how many times you scored. But, again, they didn't find anything. Spent government money, they functioned for 18 months, and found nothing. No evidence of systematic fraud. And so they dropped the entire commission that had been set up. Bipartisan commission to look at vote fraud in 2016. So now we're still questioning Biden's victory. The top reason, according to the people who conducted this poll at the University of Massachusetts, the top reason voters don't think Biden's victory was legitimate has to do with belief in fraud. 83% of the poll's respondents cited fraudulent ballots being counted by election officials to help Biden win in several states. Roughly the same percentage, 81%, claim that absentee ballots from dead people also helped him. The pollsters found that there is also a strong partisan divide in how people view the January 6th Capitol incursion. 80% of Republicans surveyed described the events of that day as a protest, but a majority still thought it was also a riot. Well, which it clearly was. Then they say there's another USA Today Suffolk University poll that found 73% of Trump voters did not believe that Biden was legitimately elected. We have real problems in this country. Some of those problems involve crimes. Fox News set up a digital system where they conducted a series of man-on-the-street type interviews with San Franciscans talking about the crime wave that is afflicting that city. Listen, this is clip 11.
I mean, this is like the most progressive city in the country. I mean, I'm as left as they come, and I've been pushed more to the middle because of this kind of policy. This is, it's ridiculous, man. Oh, we're so left and progressive that, like, you can't tell anybody what to do. Who's anybody to tell what? It's a joke, man. It's like there's rules and there's a society we live in, and there should be somewhat of rules so we all get along, and this is like this all dissolved in this city, man. It's ridiculous.
They tried too hard, the mayor, and now she's claiming that, you know, we need some help all of a sudden. You know, a lot of people would laugh at her, say, why did you, you know, do that in the first place? Why did you cut back on crime?
Recently, there are, like, a lot of people who leave, like, people who the trunk of their cars open to kind of, like, I guess, maneuver around the crime. Unfortunately, that is the time that we live in, and, I mean, I don't really see it ending anytime soon. I just suggest that people try to protect themselves and don't really walk around or have anything, like, valuable on them. Unfortunately, that's kind of just how we have to live.
The whole policy for years now has been like just hands off, let them do whatever they want, and this city's going to, it's terrible, it's brutal. I don't have anything good to say about crime in the city. It's Gotham right now.
Okay, that's true in many American cities, and something needs to be done about it. There's a new movie. It's a part of a series of films. It's actually a prequel, and I was surprised at how clever it was and how much it's going to get you looking back at the real-life history. The film, it's a comedy adventure historical essay called The King's Man. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
First it was a comic book, then two successful comedy action movies. And now the story of secret British agents working behind the facade of an aristocratic tailor shop has its own sweeping prequel that tells you how the King's Men came to be. It's called The King's Man, now playing in theaters.
We are the first independent intelligence agency.
Welcome to the club.
Starring Ralph Fiennes, Gemma Atherton, and Reese Iffens as Rasputin, this is a surprisingly well informed romp through the history surrounding World War I. The action scenes go over the top and drag on too long, but the characterizations are entertaining and vivid. Rated R for some graphic sadistic violence, but still a consistently watchable entertainment. 2.5 stars for The King's Man, a worthy prequel to a successful series.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And The King's Man is fascinating because it has a lot of details in it that you're going to watch and think, oh, that's nonsense. That had to be made up. That's not nonsense. One of the details that they play on in the film is that the three crowned heads who basically got us into World War I, the Kaiser of Germany, Kaiser Wilhelm, the Tsar of Russia, Tsar Nicholas II, and King George V of England were all first cousins. They were. They all had the same grandmother, Queen Victoria, because Queen Victoria was the grandmother of the King of England, and it was some of her female grandchildren ended up marrying the Tsar and the Kaiser. But anyway, it's fun to watch, though, again, gets a little bit tedious with some of the chase scenes. Next time, speaking a little bit tedious, they're doing everything now to get people to take their part in the effort to encourage vaccines, even enlisting sheep and goats. What are they supposed to be doing? We'll tell you next time. And a leading critic who claims to be from the center says, you didn't like 2021? 2022 is sure to be even worse. Hope that's not true. We'll also talk about a poll about media trust in the toilet. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.